Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky held that to be a Pesach nowadays, you must know the Sefer of his Rebbe, Reb Chaim al Rambam, which teaches you how to dissect and get to the bottom depth of the topic. And yet, on the Sefer Reb Chaim al Rambam, there are Gilyonis from the Chazon Ish, where he literally, piece by piece, questions and argues vehemently on Reb Chaim. And Reb Cheskel Abramsky famously said, it's not hundreds of questions on his Rebbe Sefer, it's one big question. I process learning differently than you, and therefore nothing you say makes any sense to me. In the famous, fascinating book that came out, Mei Das, I think it's called, for Meir Heisler, he brings that Rebbe Zalman, when he saw the Sfarim from the Chazon Ish, he said, I don't grasp it at all. He was a Talmud from Reb Chaim Brisker. To him, the words of the Chazon Ish simply made no sense. It was a different way of processing Chochmah. And in as much as Hashem committed the Torah Shebaal Peh to the understanding and to the processing of human mind, automatically, each one has a different way of processing. Completely different way of understanding. The entire Shas could be processed in the processing system of one Gadol's brain, and another one could process it completely different, and they won't be able to converse and understand each other. And yet, as the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Nun Tes says, Natzchuni Banai, Hashem could say one way, and the Chachmei Yisrael could say another way. The Gemara says, Reb Meir was so brilliant, Shelo Yardu L'Seif Daitei, people couldn't grasp what he was saying. And although they knew he's the greatest Lamdan, but to them, in as much as they couldn't process it, for them it's false. You could know somebody's way smarter than you, but if you can't understand what he's talking about, then you would take the simpler understanding, because for you, that's the truth. In other words, Torah is not a black and white system like science, like math, that there's only one provable truth. If the formula, the mathematical formula of how much weight the bridge could handle works out, then it's a good formula. Otherwise, it's false. But in Torah, it's Seichel Elokim, Hashem commits himself to what Chachmei Yisrael understand, and therefore, there can be completely different ways how to process Chochmah. I remember one of the Gedolei Yisrael, who, when he turned 100, he's considered the Gadol HaDor, but many years before, people in Lamdish Yeshivas would make fun. He doesn't understand learning, he's not a Lamdan, one of the greatest Peskin. Also, the Lamdana would make fun. And it's meaningless because they can make fun, but nevertheless, they're not paskening. They're learning in a certain lumdisha way. And there's another truthful way, the way of the Pesach Adairis. And this idea, today, that you could be exposed to so many different types of understanding and learning, whether it's a Pshimishkop against Reb Baruch Ber, different ways of learning. And even Reb Chaim Brisker said on the Reb Zalman, that had he taken my Derech HaLimud all the way, he would have been so much greater, but he doubted the validity that my Derech is the definitive way how to learn, so he was on the edge. He wasn't fully committed to Reb Chaim Brisker's new Derech HaLimud. In other words, there is no truthful Derech HaLimud. Reb Aaron Kotler would say, if you have a question on the sugya, and you have an answer, that's pretty good. But if you have 10 questions, and you have an answer that answers all 10 questions, that's a very strong proof that your yesod, that your svara is true. And if it answers 50 questions, that's an even greater proof that your answer is a total truth. Although, you could have 10 different answers that answer all 50 questions
Kol HaLashon
in 10 different ways of understanding learning, and 10 different gedolim will give 10 different answers that answer all the questions, and each one is a mahalach in Torah. In the Hari Eish, Rav Avram Shimon Mezhelichov, who Rav Meir Shapira took as the Mashkiach of Yeshivas Chachma Lublin, he says, there's hundreds of Darkei Alimut, there's hundreds of different ways of understanding learning, and each one, each Rosh Yeshiva has his own Derech. There's no, this is the Derech. And here we come to the Yisoid. In order to be connected to Torah, you must be able to process and grasp and understand what you're learning. If you're just mumbling words and a big mumble jumble and your brain is shrouded in a chaos and you don't understand, then you're lying to yourself. You really don't feel that what you're learning is being absorbed into your consciousness. You're not really getting it. But in order to feel like a lamdan, in order not to feel that you're not part of the game, so you have to mumble jumble lamdas, but you're not connecting to the lamdas because it's way above your head or way above you, the way your brain works. So you're left with nothing because you're not learning on the level that you could connect to. And you're mumble jumbling and not connecting to something that's way above your head, which is a tremendous churban today in the yeshivas that learn hyperlamdas or superlamdas. Because the beautiful, simple lamdas of Reb Shmuel or even Reb Nochum, or forget about the Steibler, or Reb Yehuda Levkevich and Michas Yehuda, very simple, Reb Chaim Wasserman, how to take apart a sugya in a very simple way, methodically, but simple, which an average boy could connect to. So they took that away from him. And the super lamdas he can't connect to. So he finds himself not connecting to learning. And it's very obvious when it comes to Ben Azmanim, Nisan, Tishrei, Av, or Shabbos, if they're not in yeshiva, they have nothing drawing them to learning because they don't really feel that they're getting anything, that they're having kinyonim in Torah. Because the person that has a real connection to Torah has hundreds of different parts of Torah that he would like to know. He would like to know a mechaber, a mode, a hetiv, and a simple level, and he would like to know Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha and Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch Chaim, and he'd like to know Chumash with the Rambam. He's connected. He's really getting it. He's integrating the Torah into his cognition. But if he's completely disconnected, then he has no goals. And without any goals and without any kinyonim, you get nowhere. For example, today, they have Likutim. They have, let's say, the Pnine Rambam, the Tamsis of all the Ashkafas of Rambam. If a person learns that 100 times, and he knows the entire worldview of the Ramban, then he has a kinyan, he could think with the thought process of the Ramban. And if he knows the entirety of Chovas Halvavos, and he learned it many times, he has another layer of thought of the Chovas Halvavos, and it's integrated, it becomes part of his cognition. And likewise, if you know Pirkei Avos with the Rishon, you have something that becomes part of you. You know Bava Kama, cover to cover, on a simple level. Then you have something that becomes part of you. And the more you have connections, integrations of Torah, the more you want to learn more. But if nothing's really integrated, you're just parroting words, just to be sticky and to be part of the guys. So when the guys are learning, you're learning. But when they're not learning, you have no connection at all. And there's no way in the world for a Yid to remain the frum Yid without a real connection to Torah. And that's why a person must be frank and honest with himself and find ways, especially after he finished the game of trying to be part of the boys. Let's say he's married, he has to really figure out personal kinyanim. He has to find a chavrusa that works with his brave wavelength, his brain wavelength, and connect and integrate not what's good for somebody else, what's good for him. You find the stipler on the Sforim of Halacha that Reb Chaim Knievsky put out. So the stipler writes many times, but Chas v'Shalom, I told my son, you can't rely on him l'Halacha. He held Reb Chaim Knievsky is a massive bucky, but that power to decide Halacha, he doesn't have. And he wanted to make sure, and he writes on his own son, and every time the Sefer was reprinted, he stresses that again. Did he hold that his son isn't the greatest of the great? The Chazon Ish said that Reb Chaim, when he was 16, that he's similar to the Rogachov Goyin. And nevertheless, he held that this he has this capacity and not the other capacity. A person has to be honest, steer, and get to know himself, and be honest with himself. Likewise, the Vilna Goyin says, Navodas Hashem, if a person jumps Madregis, he'll be disconnected. You're trying to feel some type of a high because you saw in the Sefer that some gadol had this type of a high during Yom Noraim. If you're not shaykh to that, then the mere fact that you calmly take accounting of your life and you commit to learn Mesillas Yesharim over the next year and you'll learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch over the next year, or you'll buy one of the English versions of Hilchos Shabbos and commit to knowing Hilchos Shabbos over the next couple of years, that's your simple way of having a reckoning with Hashem and taking Yimei Adin seriously. And you don't have to have that intense emotional feeling if you can't connect to it. You don't have it. So if you don't have it, then your type of person doesn't have it. According to the secrets of the Ari HaKadosh, it depends which part of your neshama came down. This nefesh, this ruach neshama. If somebody only has the part of nefesh in this current Gilgul, he'll be more into cold action, not so much emotion. If he has the part of ruach, he'll be emotionally aroused in the Zavodis Hashem. If he has the part of neshama, that frequency, then it's more with philosophical deep thought, maral, ramchal, Rambam, and so on. So, you have to know who you are. You're not a robot. You're not a clone of somebody else. Once you realize that, you could connect in your Avodas Hashem, you could connect in your Limud HaTorah, and then you could have a sense of fulfillment, not by mimicking others, just by being who you are.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.